This is Neil Whiteside.
I mentioned my musical prowess. I don't think I'm going to get allowed into this band. I'm joined by five fine young men, who between them are the 55. Dylan Steed is the are you the lead? Are you the vocalist? How do you describe yourself, Dylan?
So I'm the guitarist. Okay. But Louis is the vocalist for us.
Okay, yeah. So we've got Dylan, we've got Louis.
My name is Isaac Vaughan and I play drums and percussion.
Oh, well done, Isaac.
My name's Eddie Holland and I play the bass.
Excellent. Okay, Eddie. And
I'm Isaac Colt, and I play trumpet and synths.
Oh, my goodness me. That is a heck of a mix of instruments, isn't it?
Yes. It's
normally, bands of your age are supposed to be just a bass guitarist, a lead guitarist, a singer and a drummer.
Well, at one point we were that, and we thought it was a bit lacking. We felt like every other band.
It's too mainstream, isn't it?
Exactly, everyone's
got that. We wanted to be a bit more eclectic.
So we said, what could we get? Trumpet. So we hired that young man at the end there.
Hired? You do know him.
We do know him.
But I'm right in saying you are all studying at Bottisham Village College, is that right? So are you all in the same years and classes, or are you spread across?
So you
knew he was a trumpet player?
Yeah, I've been friends with Isaac since primary school, so yeah.
Okay, so what made you all decide to get together and do this then?
Well, it goes back. I think you can kind of start it in 2016 because me and Isaac are cousins.
Right.
And we heard a cover of Valerie.
Uh-huh.
Just a woman singing a cover in a concert, and we thought, we could do that. We could do that, couldn't we?
Yeah.
So, and because he played drums and I sang, we said, yeah, let's try it out.
Got a couple musicians from school and end of year assembly.
Yeah.
Went down in history in the school.
An end of year assembly. Is that kind of your first gig?
Exactly.
It's a tough call, isn't it? Standing up in front of your peers like that.
Terrifying.
Yeah. That's the hardest gig you're ever going to play, I'm guessing. And so where did it go from there? Because you have done gigs. I mean, according to the PR that your PR people sent through, I love the fact you're a band with a PR agency. You've already done the Junction and you've already played the Portland Arms. How did that all start? How did you get to the point where you think, do you know what, we really can gig this stuff around?
So all
of our parents, actually most of our parents, have always been in the music, or sort of on the music scene, not right. necessarily playing, but several of our parents worked at the Junction, so they've they know people, so it's when it comes to organizing gigs, it's quite helpful. So my dad knows Simon at Green Mind Gigs, who's mm-hmm. putting on our gig tomorrow, which is also at the Portland Arms. So we in when was it November December
December. December.
Yeah, end of December.
23rd.
We did a gig with Keith Shedd and 24 Valves, and that was organised by Simon.
Green Mind Gigs, because you got in touch with him, didn't you?
Yeah, so Dad knew him beforehand and said, look, mm-hmm. son's band, up to this point, they've only really done a little beer festival, just a couple of little things.
Yeah.
End of year assembly.
It was the point where we thought, let's get some proper gigs, you know? And that went really well. Mm. And after that, we got in touch with Gary Brown at the Junction.
Yep.
And we did the Fiver, which
went even better.
Yeah.
One of the best days of my life, definitely. Yeah.
Really? That changed it for you, did it?
To be honest, to do
a gig properly like that. Yeah. When you started out, were you just doing covers? Because you said, the first thing you did was this cover of Valerie.
So we were a cover band from
up until November.
Up until November, basically, where we in
got
2 months crammed in and wrote our first two tracks because we thought, we're tired of doing covers.
There's so many cover bands out there.
So how do you work that out? I'm fascinated to know. How do you decide how you're going to write a track?
Well, mainly it's just we separately come up with riffs and we just send them over WhatsApp or Instagram or something, and then someone else goes away, works on it, and then we bring it all together and there's your basis.
Okay. Okay. And there's five of you, so how much of this is a collaboration, or how much do the two cousins and everything?
on the radio airwaves, equally.
Oh, right. Yeah. In real life?
In real life, that's... Well, you'll have to know us personally to know that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
As a trumpet player, though, I mean, Isaac, you must have to have some certain input, because it I guess as guitarists and things like that, that's kind of
standard
stuff to standard fodder, isn't it? But when it comes to a trumpet, I guess you have to kind of angle things differently. Or am I just talking rubbish?
Well, I still kind of make it up a lot, so I haven't really decided to peg anything down.
And it's like, so really, you don't have any.
I still make it up.
You just riff it on the day.
Yeah.
He's an accomplished jazz improviser.
Yeah.
And he does that every single time. It's never the same.
Is that the same on keyboards as well? Do you all go off and do your bits?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll write a riff and we'll put it on a group chat and one of us will say, I really like that riff. So next time we have a rehearsal. Or that's rubbish.
That's not happened.
No, not yet.
It will.
And then we'll take it to a rehearsal, and then we'll just work from there, adding bass lines and different bits and different bits and bobs, and then we've got a song.
Okay. Yeah. So how does this all work with you being at school as well? Because I'm assuming somewhere down the line you've got the normal English, maths, geography stuff to do.
Yeah, sadly.
It's been quite beneficial, because we can kind of go stay behind after school.
Because we've got...
The faculty are very nice at our school. We love you, Bottisham Village College.
Mr Brewer especially.
Mr Brewer, we love you.
Big up.
He's our music teacher that just
Mr Brewer has just all increased your grades.
Big up,
Jesus. Looks like Jesus as well.
Yeah, so you get that. So you're getting that support from the school, which is always a useful thing as well.
Yeah.
Are you up against any other competition at Bottisham Village College? Are there other bands? Is there any some face-offs going on?
Me, Eddie, and Isaac are doing GCSE music, whereas Dylan and Louis are not. So we have our little group in GCSE music,
right,
with different musicians.
They don't compare to us.
They're listening, man.
So basically, there's no competition. We're sort of like, yeah, we're better than
leading the charge.
Fair enough.
You're not doing very well for our publicity at the moment.
All right, so we've got this gig coming up tomorrow night at the Portland Arms. That's a good gig. As you say, you've played the stage before. It's a wonderful stage to play. It's a great gig room there, isn't it? You know you've made it when you're playing the Portland Arms. So how does this work? Have you got a big set lined up, or have you chosen what? Or are you just going to play everything you can and make up some other stuff on the night?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head, we've got eight songs.
Eight song set, yeah.
Right.
So about 40 minutes.
Okay.
Ish.
Yeah.
But yeah, we always have a set list and we always kind of follow that, but we work with like the dynamic of the audience. If the audience are really feeling the night, then we might
get a
extra little bit. Exactly, yeah. And if maybe the audience is a bit distant, we kind of work on the night.
So which hasn't happened
yet, to be fair.
No. Yeah,
phenomenal.
And where's it going from here? Are you gonna get an EP together, or?
That's the plan.
Yeah, so far we have six original songs, seven depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
Six original songs. And we want to get them recorded at some point. Our aim is to get them done preferably this summer. Is that sort of the idea?
September, because we'll say the five are in.
Yeah, because we'll finish our GCSEs, then we've got like 13 weeks of holiday.
Exactly.
So that's a real chance to crack on at this.
Good opportunity to get some good recordings
down. Cheesy summer songs.
Cheesy
summer songs sell. So where does it go from here, though, as a long-term thing? Is this something you think you're quite enjoying now, but you face up to the fact you're all going to be going to doing... Yeah, you may well split and go your ways, do university, or would you try and stay together and...
The rest of the guys, but I'm thinking a lot about what will happen in the future, like, if we go to university, what will happen then, kind of thing. And I think you just have to see where it goes. Great now... It gets better and better and better, and then we're 18 and we're deciding what we want to do.
Yeah,
that's great.
If it gets to 18 and we're sort of, you know, headlining Wembley, you know.
Fair enough. Just remember your first interview was here.
Exactly. Right.
And the big question that everyone has asked me so far when they've heard you coming is, where did the 55 come from? What's the name about? Are we able to do this?
Yeah,
better be a clean story.
We say the Junction was the best gig, but the best gig was one of our English teachers' birthday parties.
Is that right?
And we were doing it because we just got a new building built in school, and we were trying to raise money for the new music studio.
Nice.
To get like some more Mac laptops.
Yeah.
Overall, we wanted to raise about £16,000. Also, again, not just at the party.
Sure.
So
that would have been a good gig.
Yeah, we
would have been lovely.
We go to a state school. That's not happening.
Yeah.
but we raised £55.
Right.
And we were like, well, that was a really fun gig. How much money did we raise? Oh, 55 quid. Now we're the 55.
Yeah, that's just how it happened.
It was pretty
fair
simple.
Enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Good. Well, it's a name that's going to stick with us. Never had a 55 in here before. Super. All right, so you've got the gig coming up. It's at the Portland Arms tomorrow evening. What time's the doors open? You've got the gig?
7:30.
Yeah, doors are 7:30.
And ticket price, or is it free? Yeah,
there's £6 if you book in advance, or £7 on the door.
That sounds
highly
reasonable.
And you can get all our tickets from our website, which is www.the55band.co.uk.
The 55. Is that the numbers?
The 55.
Yeah. The55band.co.uk. And I guess you're on... Well, I don't know, because I say you on Facebook and everything, but no one does anymore at your age, do they?
You're on Facebook.
Are you you are, all right.
You can find us on all social media at the 55 Band, so at the 55 Band. Yeah. The 55 Band.
Excellent. You've got some stuff on YouTube, apparently. You've got some videos and things, so people want to check out them.
B-Tech recordings off a phone.
Fair enough. So everybody else does it. Well done, all of you. Well, listen, you're a fine bunch of young men. I'm sure it's going to be a great gig. You're a credit to all of you. And I love the instrumental mix. I love the way it's... I asked you what sort of music reflected, and this was interesting because there was quite a little battle going on here. and you settled on a Jimi Hendrix track. Why? That as being kind of representative of what you do.
Well, we're an odd bunch. We're not loved by everyone. Right. We're a bit weird, and so is our music taste. Like a lot of people like the modern bands. I know that some of my favourite bands are The Who, The Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, classic. Dylan has the most obscure music taste I've ever heard of.
I think as a band we have one of the weirdest mixes. Yeah. You know, I'm into sort of punk or alternative rock.
Right.
Everything through to, you know, Mac Miller.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so it's a very varied mix, but I think it shows in our music.
Jimi Hendrix, in my view, was a pioneer in music. He changed the way people did rock music.
Yeah, it was a new way of thinking, a new style of music. So
excellent. All right, well, listen, it's been lovely to meet you all. Let's see if you can be the next pioneers of music and change things again. We'll play you out with Fire by Jimi Hendrix. Ladies and gentlemen, the 55. Thank you, boys.
Thank you.